God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, the God of all flesh and the Father of all spirits, unto him that answers prayer, unto him that all flesh must recourse unto, in view of the obvious infirmity that is bound with them. We realize today that we are only complete in you. Our sufficiency is in you. Our completeness is in you. We have come to exchange our weakness for your strength. We have come to lay down our infirmities for the ability that is in your spirit. Cause it, O God, to be a walking consciousness in us that we have infirmities that only your spirit can cure us of, so that our hearts will desperately seek after your spirit tonight. The consciousness of an inadequacy will become the propeller that will consciously build us into a life that seeks the presence of God. Ancient of Days, we ask that even in situations that you have allowed in order to bring us to points where we lose confidence in aspects of the flesh that we have relied in, situations that are bitter, situations that are not palatable, we ask, O God, that you grant us the capacity, the ability to yet look to your spirit for the help of our infirmities. Even in situations where people hurt us and we find it difficult to forgive them, we find it difficult to release them, we look to your spirit to help us do what we do not find the ability readily present in ourselves to do. That we, by this, will become imitators of God through the help of your spirit within. We pour out our weaknesses before you today, and we reach out to your strength. Let it be that as everyone rises up here, an exchange would have taken place. Our weaknesses would have been surrendered. Those areas of lust that the devil has used to hunt us, and the hunter is desperate to see that our lives become a prey. Father, we surrender those aspects in the name of Jesus. And in replacement of those aspects, we retrieve your strength. Your strength, O God, to reinforce and fortify us so that we will be more empowered, continue in the race of the Christian journey. Strengthen us with might by your spirit in the inner man, and cause that your strength will overwhelm our weaknesses in the name of Jesus. Today we declare that we choose you above us. We choose you above our ambitions. We choose you above what we want. We choose you above what our flesh wants. That at any point in time that we are thrown into a conflict of choices, we choose you. Do your work in us and do not mind our tears. In the name of Jesus, do your work in us. Do not mind our tears. Perfect that which you are working out within us by your spirit. Do not mind our tears. Our tears are inconsequential. What we want to see manifest in us is exactly that which you desire to see in us. Do your work in us and do not mind our tears. In Jesus' name, we rise with strength. We rise with enablement. We rise with reinforcement. We rise with strength. And let your great name be glorified in us. In Jesus' mighty name. It's been a critical moment in the presence of God. It's been a time of the capsule of the Puritan. Once and again, we need to take that capsule. And we need to run our lives through the laser of the Puritans so that we can find out if the choices that we have made upon which our lives are established are choices that are consistent with the desires of God. It's been a capsule of the Puritan. And I think we need a higher dose of that capsule at this point in time in the history of the church to purge us of several things that we have embraced that are consistent with the perspective of God. It is obvious that God has a desire to take up young people, young men, young women, young mothers, young fathers, and to forge an army of people that are answerable to His Spirit. The mighty working the Spirit of God is performing in His church in this day. And we will not be consistent with the expectations that the Spirit of God intends to eventually stain in our lives if we do not take the capsule of the Puritan. There are several things that the devil throws at us to choke us, to ensure that our race is not consistent. The infrastructure of the world that he has established around us is designed to bring us to a point where we find satisfaction in exercising our soul instead of finding satisfaction in exercising our spirit. There is a world that we can access through our spirit, and the devil understands the capabilities that will find expression if we acquaint ourselves with the potentials of that world. And so in order to distract us permanently from accessing the power that is in that world, what he did is that he actually constructed infrastructures in this visible creation. Infrastructures that have the capacity to draw us away from God. And these infrastructures that the devil has constructed actually takes advantage of our senses, our perceptions, our eyes, our flesh, our desires. The things that we desire, the infrastructure is built on the architecture of our desires. The desires of our flesh is built on the architecture of our desire for vainglory, empty glory, and true and mundane pride. And he skillfully, like a civil engineer, constructs this infrastructure. And through our connection with those infrastructures, he creates a burglary that keeps us in perpetual captivity. I hope you know, even as a pastor, you can lose that time, remember, that you are supposed to be pastoring, but you are not aware. We are not immune. Amen. We are not immune. We are not living perfect masters. And the devil cannot bring you into corruption except he finds something that your lust can identify with. The Bible says that our lust is idiosyncratic. It is particular to us. I might have a lust in one area that you don't have. On the strength of that lust, that thing that I've lusted up now begins to exercise authority over my soul, seeking to control me. Because you don't have a lust in that area, you will be strong in that area. You will not even be able to understand that something is trying to shake my entire membrane just because there's that connection of lust. So I'm quoting from that. My reference is taken from the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 from verse 1. The Bible says that God has given us great and mighty promises so that we can be we can what? Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now you become a victim of that corruption through a compatibility profile that takes place on the account of aligning your lust with a desire. You have a desire, and that is part of the infrastructure that the devil has built around, and that desire is not God's desire for you. As long as you pursue that desire, you will be moving away from God consistently. And these booby traps, these mines, the devil has built it everywhere in the physical world, in the visible creation, and the intention is to get our soul to be hooked up in so many things that will become captives of the worldly burglary. And the Bible says He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Alright? So our connection to God is in the spirit. It's the spirit of God that gives us the God-word consciousness. Alright? But the devil wants you to believe that something is more important than God. And so he tries to, he doesn't know your desires. So he displays a range of products. And he sees the one that captures your attention. That one that captures your attention obviously is the one that is resonating on the frequency of the freestyle of your soul. If you can get that frequency, and he knows the product that moves you. That lost connection is the only basis upon which you can suffer corruption. And corruption, I hope you know something that is ordained by God. Just like Saul was a king anointed by God, but he could be corrupted. He was eventually corrupted. And the devil knows that he cannot change an ordination from God, but he can advance a corruption to detonate that ordination that God has put in place. And scriptures reveal that we connect with this corruption through what? It can either be a loss of the eyes. A pastor whispered to me and said, any lady that is intelligent, his heart will first. He had to fly and catch it. If you notice the lady is smart, she's intelligent, they do a manifest products, manifest. And you know what? According to him, unfortunately, his wife is not like that. The devil will make you feel that what is righteous is not good. He will always make you think that that alternative, that external, is superior to what you have available. And no man is immune to this multiple assortment of suggestions that the kingdom of darkness brings around. But that, as the assortment of suggestions, actually a constructive architectural burglary that is intended to keep you in bondage. It is only through the Spirit of God we can find liberty. So I said all I said so that you will be able to identify when you are under the possibility of corruption. Is when lust rises. You are supposed to fight with lust the way you fight with a man that wants to kill you. You fight with it. You labor with it. Don't give in to it. Don't allow your tabernacle to. It's not normal. It's a connection to corruption. And so God did not make any of us immune of that possibility. If you are serving God in sincerity, it will be known the day lust hits you. You can never be corrupted except through lust. And it can either be lost that is related to your eyes. Somebody bought a car and he said the reason why he started chasing women is because he noticed that in the car there are two front seats. But people that man, why did they put two seats in the front? That's the problem. The problem he has is that what the car what has what? Two front seats. And the devil will give you mathematical reasons for being in the burglary. He will give you psychological reason for remaining in the burglary. He will give you reasons from the village. That's our culture. And all he's trying to do is to justify your stay in lust. And the more you stay in lust, the more corruption works on you. The more bacteria works on you. The more decay takes place. The more your conscience loses grip to restrain you. The more the Holy Ghost will not have access to your heart. The more he will not be able to peep into it because the darkness becomes black. The more you see corruption. You evolve to become a different creature altogether. A creature that has been modified by the world system. A creature that possibly, if God looks upon you, he doesn't recognize you anymore because the mutation is bogus, is bitter. It's a burglary. It's a burglary. We are called to a life that we are introduced to in the spirit. It takes a lot of effort to remain in the spirit, bro. A lot of effort. Because your attractions are natural. Suddenly you go to the office. If somebody just called me. Say, I was better off when I was not working. Say, what happened to you? Say, she went to the office. She wrote the exact time that she came to work in the register. I hope you know how that register works. Okay, some of you. So she wrote the time she came. That means every other person that comes after her can't lie. Those people that came after her tormented her for 1 week. That means the system is designed to make you fake.
is designed. There are attacks to put you in the burglary.
Then I told her, don't worry. There's a way to operate in such an environment. Meanwhile, that's the best Bible school to find yourself. If you survive that place, it means you are a good minister of Jesus. Just if you have been praying, God make me a wonderful minister, they will put you in a place where you sign register. Then all hell will begin to break loose just because you are telling the truth. It's a burglary. It's rigged up. And the intention is to become a captive. And you live your life within the allowance of the body. But the Bible says, be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When we go for courses, all these courses that we go, you know, you travel from here to Port Harcourt. The other day, it was, there's one road in Calabar called Eticon Road. Eticon Road. Eticon. When we finished the course at 6 p.m. and came out, the ladies on the street were naked. Naked, this way, naked. Jeez! You know what? That was the last time I came out. There are multiple assortment of stuff. And the tension is find the one that will move you, that will resonate with a desire. The devil doesn't know what you like. But he has a lot of products on display. A lot of products on display. My God, you need to, those ladies, let me tell you the truth, they are very beautiful. You see, this eye, it can take you to a place that Jesus never intended. We came out of the course. When we came out, some people praised God. When they beheld it, they gave glory to God. I'm wondering which God they exalted. I'm wondering. You need to see all down there. That's the worst street in Kaba. That's where they put our training. And then you tell me that the guy that fits the training there is ignorant. There are several sites if you see it. Even when you are praying, your mind has been, the pollution, a little of it into your mind. And he wants to gain dominion of your thought pattern. You need to start the fight in your mind. You need to begin to tell the devil that he cannot think his thoughts through you. These are not mine. These thoughts are not mine. And you fight it from there. That's why 2 Corinthians chapter 10 is in the Bible. Because the warfare of the mind is articulated. They're pulling down strongholds. Casting down imaginations. They're just walking around. Then a picture of one of those naked ladies is on the street. Will come. And you try to cast it. It becomes bolder. Oh, don't stop fighting. Don't never surrender to that. It's a world system looking for how to connect with you so that corruption, layers of corruption can enter your soul. And you see, there's a level to which you become a harbor for corruption. It will be difficult, more easy. It will be easier for a politician to give his life to Christ than for you to come out of that tunnel. Please help us, your neighbor. What you don't know will not fight you. Sometimes I see myself as a pilgrim. I'm the only element that in this environment that is different from this environment. We are not of this world. Sometimes I will have to begin to confess it loud. I'm not of this world. Jesus. Oh my, if you find yourself on that street, don't keep quiet. Talk. Come up here. Oh Jesus. The place, there's a force. It's as if they came out of the river with an intense force. You don't understand what I'm talking about. What I'm telling you, may you not be found on Eticon Road in Calabar. There's a force. The force is potent. The force is strong. You can't successfully pass that road and get to the main road. No, no. That force. What I did was that I just paid for the hotel. I paid for a room there so that I won't have to be moving out. I stayed there for 3 days. Had that meeting. There are several things you will see. Your life will be set back for 3 months. It's a burglary. The devil knows that you will use your eyes, so he gives you products to look upon. Products that will pollute your mind, bring corruption into your system. You must know that that's how he fights. That is how he fights. And you too must begin the warfare of the mind. He leaves pictures in your mind. He leaves imaginations in your mind. He leaves all kinds of stuff in your mind. Whereas you still retain the ability to speak in tongues, but you will not have control of your mind. It's a burglary.
a burglary. It's a burglary. He said, my spirit will not strive with man forever, seeing that his flesh and the imaginations of his heart are evil. From when? From the days of his youth. That speaks about the youthful age. When you step into that place, a different scope of warfare starts entirely. You must understand, when you have become a youth, that the devil will advertise his products. You will think the reason why you are in Calabar is to do training. You will not know that the reason why it was set there, so that you can look upon some products. Whereas you will forget the training you went to do, but you will not forget the products that you saw. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my la 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 la. You see, where I stayed in Lagos is one of the most popular places in Surulere. And I had to pay for that house because it was close to where I work. So in the 80s, that was the highbrow area of Lagos. That place. Area Masonda Manakane. They have cinema there. Cinema. Alright. So when you go to buy something and you see people going for cinema with pants, you won't stay in the room forever. For 6 years. You can't stay in the room for 6 years. You must come. John the Baptist, the Bible says he came neither eating nor drinking. He taught segregation was separation. He didn't stay, but they say he had a demon. The Son of Man came eating, drinking. That means he evolved a way of making contact with the world without being contaminated by the world. That was Jesus' example. John the Baptist's example was to run away and to hide in the room. He didn't know that if he will go to BSU for degree, what he decided not to watch on TV, he will see live one. And you see, the live one actually is more potent than the television. Coming in the evening with pants. Just, hey! Don't make sure you are talking. Make sure you are talking. Your words have more authority than your thoughts. When you talk, Jesus, it's a burglar. You are trying to capture somebody and to put somebody in prison. It's warfare. You would think it's cinema, they're coming for cinema. No, it's war. It's war. It's war. Although we walk in the flesh, we war not after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down of imagination. All kinds of stuff. And you come back from offshore work on Friday. Hallelujah. You are just coming from offshore. And you move to come back home. And then you forget that it was Friday. You know, on Friday, people are looking, the ladies are looking for men to spend the night. I mean, they are desperate. And then you are just. Hey, speaking in tongues is not enough. I found out it's not enough. It's a strange world. But many times we lack the will to continue in the fight. And that's why we surrender to the burglary that the devil brings around our lives. Today we want to ask God to release an impartation into us that will strengthen our choice, our choice for that which is good. The Bible says, test all things and hold on to that which is good. It was obvious that the devil's intention was clear. When they had me posted out of Makurdi to go to Lagos, the intention was clear. The intention was that there's a warfare I've never experienced in my life that I will get involved in. And then you will lose your pastor in the process. Your pastor will come back without fire. Oh my, hallelujah. And that it was calculated. I saw the waves. But you see, there is a point where they help the strength of man fails. But if you are in covenant with God, He will cover you. I saw all kinds of stuff, all kinds of things. Jesus. You see oil people, you see some ladies, they bring as if they brought them out of leather bag. Maya Komenasi, You see, I'm an open book. If I'm falling, I will cry. I say, I'm going. I saw ladies, like they brought them out of leather bag. She blew. I hope you know faith fails. He said, I pray for you that your faith fail not. Faith carry your faith. Have you heard of break failure? Even the heart that which there's heart failure. And there's faith failure. But we find our sufficiency in Christ Jesus. That which was meant to destroy you may become the source of your strength. That situation that was orchestrated to bring you down may be the reason why you rose up like a prince of power. What a paper for a moment. Because this is a capsule of the Puritan. This is the capsule of the Puritan. This is what the early saints drank. They drank this pill, and in the face of contradiction, their light shines so bright that the generation in which they lived knew there were men that were not worthy of that time. They were colossuses, witnesses. They bore witness to that which was invincible. Their life was proof that Jesus lived, Jesus died, and Jesus rose again. We ask God for an impartation that will make us true witnesses. In the midst of the darkness, you will be a witness. Your life will be a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, that the things that brought men down, the things that brought your relatives down, your ancestors down, when you are faced with the same circumstances, you will find a strength that they never had, that was responsible for their downfall. In the midst of the same ground when many giants were buried, you will rise like a star in your generation. We need the grace of God. We need the grace of God. We break free from the burglary of the devil, the burglary of darkness. We break free from that cage that was designed to localize us, to locate us. We break free in the name of Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. It doesn't matter if your uncle failed. That's not a yardstick that you will fail. There is a reinforcement, a deliberate reinforcement that heaven has made available for your life to see you through situations that men don't survive. You will have a testimony by grace of God, for the hand of God will hold you where many men fall. And when men say there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting up. Come, Salaboda. Eka Masela Boka. Edomaka. Receive strength in your spirit. You will not surrender to the pressure. You will not surrender to the attempts of the devil. There is a covenant on your life. God has made a proclamation. Even before the foundation of the world, while you were yet a seed of eternity, in the studio of God in the heavens, you were separated to be His messenger. There was a purpose that was assigned to your spirit as it was yet in the realms of the immortals before you were brought into time through the womb gate of your mother. Today, that which the devil seeks to do, he seeks to do in time. But you existed before the devil began. And God, by the immortal things that He has programmed into your life, He has a package of strength that He will infuse into your spirit, so that where mortal men fail, on the same ground, you will rise with strength, you will rise with power. Oh, Maeke Tabakamalataria. Engabaso Pregetali Mosanda. We are Puritans. Oh, men that are bought by the price of the blood of Jesus. There is a witness and a testimony that God released us into the earth to bear. That in the midst of darkness, there can still be light. That in the midst of gloominess, at the rising of our light, can yet come. The Bible speaks of the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, the people that sat in darkness. He said they had seen a great light. There was something that did not bow to the darkness, something that could not be subdued by the darkness. It was a light that darkness had never had the opportunity to handle. The people that sat there for many years, but a light came, a light manifested, a light shined. Hey! Papa Sabala Tenokoria. I am a Sakoma. Lekabayanuske. And sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not in the under the law. You are under grace. The grace of God gives you the ability to fulfill the word of God, the expectations of God. Ah, the mind of God can only be fulfilled by the grace of God. The grace of God is not a license for lasciviousness, for sin, for iniquity. It is a way out of the dominion. It's a way out of the power of sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you. That's not your destiny. That's not how it was designed. Sin shall not have dominion over you. God did not ordain it that way. He ordained that a people of power, a people of praise will arise. They will be stronger than the scourge of sin. They will break the barricade, the barrier, the bunglers of the world system. They will stand tall by the glory of God. The name of the Lord will be upon them. There will be an evidence that Jesus died, that Jesus rose, that Jesus today is in the heavens of God. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Yeah! We are Puritans. We are Puritans. We are proof that Jesus won the battle. Our daily living is a proof. Our daily life is a proof that the Spirit is involved in us. We are not destined to be under the dominion of sin. Break out from the bugler. I am on the Santa Maria Kama. Yes, I come back as a devil. At Ombre Salaman, there is something stronger than lust. It's called the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that walked with our ancestors, walked with Abraham, walked with Isaac, walked with Jacob. The same Spirit is here today, and your case will not be different. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what you experienced before you came to the Lord. If you can hold on to His Spirit, He will take you out of your trouble. I am a mama shakaba. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. He has called us unto victory. See, it's not your destiny. Don't accept it. Come out of it. That loss is a big house. Seeking to gain mastery over your soul. But in God, there is plenty of redemption. In God, there is mercy. Seven ekobamina. Do not accept the lies of the devil. You were born for glory. You were saved to walk in light. You were born to an agent of the heavens. Our nationality is in heaven, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Hey, Mama Yaga! We are Puritans. And we were born for such a time as this. Come out of that place. Come out of that place. That is not your place. Come out of it. And by the hand of God, by the strength of God, by the Spirit of God, you will go beyond the burglary. You can cast down every imagination, the workings of the devil that takes your thoughts to places it should not go. You can come against it and say, my body is a tabernacle for the Holy Ghost. That's what I do. I'm a temple. I'm a house for the Spirit that is holy. My thoughts must be holy. Thoughts of iniquity are not from God. You can bring them into captivity. You can cast them down. You can come against imaginations that be not of God.
Not have dominion over you. Contra sana monte la carria e la mocanza pregate. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You must realize that the fight begins in your mind. He gives you a picture. And just in case you are here, you are hooked up on pornography. That means there are films in your mind that God will have to edit. He gives you pictures. And when you see Him giving you pictures, He has gone another step further. He gives you thoughts. Those thoughts are not from you. Those thoughts are not from God. But He seeks to find an affinity, so that you can become affiliated to one of His products. And through that product, He can bring you into the burglary. He comes around. He crystallizes pressure. He makes you low on cash. And then if you have no confidence in Him, your mind will take to places it should not go. In compromise, seeking for peace to hold on to. He makes us vulnerable. And He suggests options to us, alternatives to us, ways out of our predicament. And He flashes thoughts to our mind. And He walks as if it's your thought.
speaking about your welfare for God's sake. Christ will bring you to that place of compromise. And suddenly you start on a journey, a pilgrimage, into darkness. And the devil never tells you that there's no limit to the entrances that you find in the midst of that dark door. He only tells you the things that are there for your deliverance. And from vanity, unto vanity, to higher levels of vanity, your journey reaches deeper into darkness. Why corruption takes its toll on your life. And the time comes when you look upon yourself in the mirror, you can't recognize what you have seen. For your life has played out an anomaly, something that is not expected in the new covenant. But because you forsook your mercy and your heart was not faithful to God, then other outcomes could become a possibility. But we have come to Him today to lay hold of the horns of the altar. To lay hold. You know, when you lay hold on the horns of the altar, it means the options are not many. You are saying today, Jesus must answer me today. And that's how we need to war many times. Because of this casket of the flesh, this casement of the flesh, it brings so many options that are not available in pure spirit journeys. May God open our eyes to the pure spirit journey, so that we'll see that we were designed for one thing and for one thing only. To become vessels of honor unto glory in the house of God. Your faith is not complete until it has stature to reject the offers that come from the devil. There will be so many offers. Elders in our office, deacons in our office, became victims of corruption. Because when they smelled the smell of the $100 bill, the new $100 bill in a Gymtex bag, it possessed their soul with demons of greed. And they were reaching out to more Gymtex bags until they never knew when they were toppled. Another world, another civilization became the driving force over their soul, and the burglary put them in captivity. Hallelujah. We are breaking out of every area of our lives that we have conceded to the enemy. We want to come back now. You hop around, you have sex with one person, hang with another person, nothing happens, you test yourself, you are still negative. Glory. Then you appreciate the fact that you are young, full of life, capable of murder. Darkness will always make you foolish before they destroy you. Instead of you to count it an act of mercy so that you can retrace your steps and hold on to the horns of the altar. That's the only thing that does not fail. Surrendering to God. You say, wow, let's try it more strategically. I've seen people that became HIV positive using condoms. They were faithful with condoms. So even they themselves cannot understand what happened. It's just because they are not scientists. The AIDS virus is smaller than the condom pump. For God's sake. Condom was not designed to prevent AIDS. It was designed to prevent pregnancy. Eremene soleke yamakula. May the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus. As long as you are human in this vessel of earth, desires would you, even if you are the most pious and the most sanctimonious. Desires will choke you. Sometimes in the wrongest of places. And that's why they say they should circumcise out of the foreskin. That means even though he's choking you, you have control over the skin, the flesh. He said, no, I have seen your desire, but me, I won't give you. You cut it off. If you know how many seducing spirits from the kingdom of darkness concentrate their power on a believer when they want to force him to take a decision to accept immorality. If you know how many spirits, you will know that the devil has a lot to achieve from that compromise. Spirits from India, spirits from Kwarafa kingdom, we collocate just to ensure that they pressure you to compromise in a way that will make you subject to the tyranny of the devil. Hallelujah. Because I fought that battle before. And if we don't fight it, how can we help people that I need
for that battle.
My own did not come as a phone call. It came as, it was like a laser beam in Lagos. Then I knew that Lagos was a forest. Many people have left home. That Lagos, they are lost. Like a laser beam from a distant land to ensure that I'm crushed. All my convictions are crushed. I must bend to the will of the prince of the territory. In those days I knew that any man that had confidence in his flesh was yet a toddler in the things of the spirit. For their powers in darkness, that even your will is not strong enough to contend with. Then you will seek the help of the spirit. And when you seek the help of the spirit, God help you to find the strongest spirit. Because you need to invoke the greatest power sometimes to destabilize the stronghold of darkness that have been focused upon your life. Hallelujah. Today we want to lay hold on the horns of the altar. As long as the devil does not bring us down, then he cannot control our destiny. That which God has said will come to pass and it will not tarry. And for 9 months that battle was. But every day in the 9 months I fought. And when the 9 months were accomplished, God released a new level. Because yes, I was born anew. Because I chose him. It was not sufficient. It was not easy to choose him, but I did. Somehow, but not by my power anyway. Because I knew where my strength failed. My strength failed on the third month. My discipline, human discipline, it failed in the third month. But then from that point to the sixth month, it was another strength that I could not account for. It came from nowhere. It kept flowing out. It was so strong. I found something stronger than the devil. And that's what the Bible says when it says, he that is within you is greater in ranking, in ability, in capacity than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. If you are standing with God, even out of heaven, all the hosts of hell, if they come together to contend with you, I know what they will become if you decide not to let go of the horns of the altar. We rejoice today not because we have become stronger, but we rejoice because we have become weaker. And in our weakness, we have found the strength that burns supreme. When we accept our inadequacy, when we accept our insufficiency, then that strength becomes stronger. That strength becomes brighter. May you find that strength, because the key of victory is in the Holy Ghost. Finally, before we close the camp, oh my God, the Holy Ghost is in this place. Ah, la bote melekaswa. Esoma hayakale zeli lekuria. Ebanate ponshana kulabate. Eske balatuna. Moses ended his journey in disobedience. Elijah ended his journey in discouragement. But in the kingdom, even the least among us is greater than Elijah. You are greater than Elijah. So your journey cannot end in discouragement. You are greater than Elijah. Your journey cannot end in disobedience. There is a strength in man. It's the inspiration of the Almighty that giveth them understanding. God will teach you how to fight. He will teach you how to walk. He will teach you how to escape. It is the spirit of the Almighty that giveth them understanding. Amen. Korea Salamander. Oh, 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 you will not end your journey in disobedience. You will not end your journey in despair. You will not end your journey in discouragement. Because in the kingdom, God gives his people the help of his spirit. The help of his spirit. So that they can become participants in the Zoe of God. They can walk in the life of God. They can take advantage of the support system of God. Oh, yeah, mama, 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 mama. Thank you.
of the burglaries of the devil. We've been free from the limitations of the kingdom of darkness. A new day comes upon us, a day of liberty, a day of freedom, where the least among us will be as strong as David. There is a spirit in man. Ooh. Remove your eyes from what the world has to offer. For the Spirit of God has a better offer. We are the circumcision that worship the Father in spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we have no confidence in the flesh. We bring to captivity every walk of the flesh in our lives. We bring it into captivity tonight.
Covenant is with the spirit of life. You have no agreement with death. Darkness has no place in your life. And just in case lust seeks to rise, it's an imposter. It comes with a burglary. You must identify it for what it really is. Your mind cannot be a dump, a filthy dump. It can't be a dump. It's not a house of lies. You must back the lies as they come. For the Bible is that they that observe lying vanities, they forsake their mercy. Palikado. Ebre sekenata. Eliga paraso. Hilavoto maris. Breskapatwa. Ikapatwa. Breketali salebokoye. Breketali selebakanda.
Brekatali, Brekatali, Zavinete Kozenali, Aria Kabra Satabaha. Let times of refreshing come from the presence of the power. That everyone may be made new. That everyone may receive the renewal of strength. We will stand with you.
You cannot become what the devil wants you to become. He never created you. He doesn't have a patent right over your life. The God of all flesh, the Father of all spirit, is the only one that can lay claim to your design. He's the only one that has the right to operate you, to sit in the office of your heart, and to step according to the counsel of God. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord. Friends, listen to me. Satan cannot win. Satan cannot win in your life. He can't win. And God's desire is that we will come to Him and burn in the flame of His holy. As we burn, desires of the flesh burn out. Things burn out. Things that are not ordained of God, they burn out. The desire to be with a lady that is not your wife, it will burn out sometime in the journey. To burn out. The faith of the ancients that could make them wait for their time, for their season, it will begin to form itself inside of you. So that nothing really moves you anymore. So God can move you. That means you are growing like a living stone. Can you give Him praise and glory as we close tonight? Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Na te na kosa na boro. Zaye na kanda mala kosa na. Ina de sala bonda kaya na berazi na bobo. Ali mama la kona sala bona. Kosala bona galana. Oh Jesus. Anina mama rasepre na kosa nande laina. Anina na bola brase nani. Ina na masa ina mo. Now there's somebody here that God should deliver quickly. The person I speak about, you had an attack, and this attack came in form of a dream, and it's through that dream that you were infused with what it tends to regulate and to control life, and it's beginning to gain ground. And what will happen in the next few seconds as we pray is that the hand of God will hit you so that that yoke will break. Then we'll go on. Can you lift your right hand to God anywhere you are? The yoke will break because God's right hand will descend upon him. Eya mokonima. Yesanam barata nali. Igamama yakunena. Father, in the name of Jesus, when you brought us into your presence today, you decided to give us the peel of the Puritan, so that we can carry out an evaluation of our lives and see how much of our lives we have given over to vanity, so that we can reclaim the ground that we have ceded to the enemy, that we can cut fresh covenant with you and align with the workings of your spirit and be obedient to serve you in spirit and truth. I ask, O God, on behalf of myself and everyone here present, and indeed every family that is represented in this place,
that Lord, the burglaries in form of diverse activities of demons to draw us away on the strength of lusts and of vanities that we consider to be important viewing from the vistas of the flesh. Now, Lord, if there be any here today that has come under a strong influence, the kingdom of darkness, to regulate, to manipulate, control the lives of your people in lines that are inconsistent with your will, I ask, Lord, tonight, that you will not allow this moment pass, that you will stretch forth your hand and begin to operate a clinic right here in bringing those ones. Oh my God. God is already descending from heaven. He's already descending. And there is one person he will descend upon. It is because he wants to break a yoke. When we do that, then we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you descend stronger. And let that yoke, that ground that the enemy has gained, let that ground be retrieved in the name of Jesus. Lord, from my left hand side to my right hand side, that one that was attacked in this way, I want to ask for a visitation. That just, okay, he's coming. That spirit will descend. 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 From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. That, Lord, you will break that protocol, that program that has begun to operate around that life. You will destroy that program. You will destroy Jesus. 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 It's a program. It's a program. It's a program. It's a program of the enemy. It's a program. It's a program. It's a program that is running. It's a program that is running. It's a program running. It's a program on your life. It's a program. I break that program. I destroy that program. In the name. It's a program. It's a program. It's a program. I detonate it. I detonate it. Aila kusketa kula mante isabote takabatwa poka nekila bosena. I destroy that program. I destroy that program. I destroy that program. I destroy that program. And any weakness that you have incurred that gives that program a foothold on your life, I also destroy that weakness. By the power that is in the Spirit of God and by the power that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise strong as a soldier of God. Rise strong as a soldier of God. Anything that was placed on you will not be able to function from this night. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim strength. I proclaim reinforcement from heaven. O kabine sabo dakwa sanate. Eloroko. Elariga satwa tamala elesko bakabres kabanata. Ego vanasika. Lord, look upon her heart. She desires to run away with you. But yet there's this program. There's this program. Ask that the entirety of your fury will be released over that operation as you give it leave of her life. Even tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the program of the devil. That walking of the devil. Let the grace of God take over your vessel. Take over your vessel. Take over your vessel. Take over your vessel from today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.